Well, it was a Wednesday, so we were, both of us were teaching. Our routine was that we had one car, so I would take Brian to school and drop him off, and then I would go to my school in Kettering, which was near Town and Country. All right, I picked up Brian, came home, let our dog out, and then we decided we wanted to get a pizza, so we went to the Pizza Hut, and we were sitting in a booth near the door, and it looked like a fire, according to my husband. My husband said it looks like Kroger's is on fire. So we went over to the window, which would be facing west, to look, and I said, no, it can't be a fire because you would see flames. It was a big, dark, swirling cloud. And of course, my interpretation of tornado was the one that was on the Wizard of Oz movie. You know, that cyclone-looking thing. And I never dreamed that a tornado would look like that. Somebody said, that's a tornado. And so we all took off. And I think my husband would like to describe the next part.
As Janine said, we just assumed that it was a fire until we saw the debris. I had read, I think it was in a Reader's Digest magazine, something about tornado safety, and that the safest place to go during a tornado would be in an area with the smallest roof span, preferably a bathroom that was, you know, structurally more fortified. And so I got up and I asked one of the guys who was working there if they had a place to go. And I initially asked if they had a basement. You know, he told me, no, we don't have a basement. We have this area back here in the kitchen we could go. And he led me back there. And of course, we were running at that time. He showed me this area with stainless steel shelving, pots and pans. And I said, this ain't going to work. So we took off the other way. I said, let's hit the bathroom. We made it to the hallway between the bathrooms, which was probably about a 3 by 4 foot square area. And I just said, get down and cover your heads. I thought I was on top of my wife. There were, I think, two guys and probably four women in that little group. There were bricks and debris flying right over our head, kind of like a rapid fire, you know. It was like, choo, 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 choo. And these bricks were slamming into the wall. So I kept yelling, keep your head down, cover your head. It took about 2 minutes, and it seemed like a lot longer until it was over. And then there was this dead silence. We got up. The roof had fortunately just kind of slid down on the back of the Pizza Hut, and everything was just wide open to the sky, and it was sunny. I looked down at a lady who was in a white raincoat, which my wife had on, and I assumed it was Janine, and I looked at her, and it wasn't. I said, oh, where's my wife? And I jumped up, and she said, I'm okay, I'm down here.